I wonder if we could turn to Psalm 78 for a moment. I was thinking about the Good Shepherd and what a Good Shepherd does. And this is a wonderful example of our Lord here as that Shepherd. Psalm 78 and 53. And he led them on safely, so they feared not. I see today in this difficult world many young people that are uncertain of decisions. We are in difficult times, and older people too. Times like many of us have never seen before. And I was thinking how we have these meetings today. And yesterday, we've had our shepherd before us, the one who loves us, the one who died for us. And we also have a responsibility in this scene to shepherd the sheep here too. As older ones in the assembly, there's a responsibility to guide and teach. And I was thinking how these dear ones here were at a very difficult time when this verse is referenced to. They were fleeing from the Egyptians who wanted to kill them. Well, it's no different than Satan today. He wants to kill you too. He doesn't want people to feel at peace and at ease. So it says here, he led them on safely so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. The sea here was a tool used by the Lord God at that time, as we know, to destroy the enemy. And says, here's what I thought I had before me that I enjoyed. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his hand had purchased. He's very specific in where he took his children to a sanctuary, a place of safety where he had placed his name for his people to go to. And that's what a shepherd does. He guides his people to a place of a sanctuary where there is security, where there is certainty. As we mentioned earlier about the churches going back to the old Judaism system, is that going to give certainty? Is that going to give security? People look for security. There's a natural desire for that. But are they going to find that in that system? I don't believe so. It only is found where the shepherd himself is going to wrap his loving arms around you and bring his truth before us. How do we know what that truth is? How are we going to discern that truth? Well, that's another subject in itself, but I know in 1 Timothy we're told to meditate in the Word of God. Only through His Word can we come to know what the truth is. You must buy the truth for yourself. That's very important, because so sadly we lean on other people to give us the truth. And the shepherd will guide you into that truth, but you have to be willing and wanting to know what the truth is. And that sanctuary spoken here is that where God was bringing his children of Israel into a place where the truth was upheld, where he is given that place of preeminence. And that is sadly neglected in these last days. Jesus is our head. He is our shepherd. He is the one who has the answers for us. And so often these verses are overlooked, and we need to go back to them and understand what's here for us. What do we need to get from these verses? I was reading the word rightly this morning, rightly dividing the word of God. There are many preachers today, many speakers, sound very good at times, and some of them I respect for what they have as a gift in that sense, but when I start to listen to what they say and I look at the scriptures, I fear they are not rightly dividing the word of God. And that is sadly what people today don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that the word of God has to be rightly divided. They think they can have their own views. That's what we're hearing more and more today. And that's another subject. It says here, he cast out the heathen also before them and divided them inheritance by the line. A shepherd will do what is necessary to guide and protect the sheep. I was looking at 1 Kings, or Samuel I should say today, for a few moments of my own reading, and how David went back to his flock after having been with Saul. He was in the world for a little while. He had a victory, but what did he do? He went back to his sheep. He was known for that. In fact, it was told to Saul that's where he was. That was a man who had his sheep before his heart. There are many we see today that have the sheep before their hearts. And that's because, as we had before us earlier, they have the love of God before them. I was thinking 1 Corinthians 14. This was for assembly. I want to read this verse because it's been before me this morning several times. 1 Corinthians 14. In verse 13. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1. And then I'll sit down. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. The shepherd has love for the brethren. The shepherd has love for the sheep. That's why David went back to his sheep, because he loved them, he cared for them. I'm just going to give one last example. There was two men who read Psalm, I believe 23, some of you may know about this. And one man read the verse, nobody blinked an eye hardly. These verses. Another man read, and there were tears, read the same scriptures exactly. What was the difference between the two readers? One knew the shepherd, one didn't know the shepherd. There are many people who read the scriptures who don't know the shepherd intimately and love the sheep. Those that know the shepherd intimately and love the sheep are the men that God uses, and women too, are also used as evangelists in different ways, but in a public fashion, the men are used to speak out as evangelists, and they are able to reach the hearts of souls. I know dear ones in this room that I've got to know over the last 2 years who have a love for the sheep, but they also have a love to give the gospel out to the lost. And that love is so much needed. And that's what you see in a shepherd, is love. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the epitome of love. 1 John tells us that God is love. Well, Jesus Christ is God in man form, and he showed love in ways that are way beyond our comprehension, and we're going to spend a whole eternity getting to know his love.